All right, time for Tech Tuesday now, and I'm joined by Daniel Watson, who's owner-operator of Vertec IT Services. He drops in on the show to give us help with tech problems and issues and stories, and Daniel joins us now. Hi there.
G'day, Jesse.
After last week's Tech Tuesday, I got a message from a listener that Windows 11 had arrived. How big a deal is this?
Well, I mean, Microsoft has a habit of changing the world on a regular basis for us, so tech guys have to just keep running to catch up, or every 3 years, it seems. But yeah, it's looking pretty fresh.
I remember there were some big sort of scandals and problems with rollouts of previous Windows products. What would have been the biggest three sort of Microsoft disasters over the years?
Windows Vista. Before that, there was Windows Millennium. Then there was Windows Vista, and then there was Windows 8. Those are the three that kind of stand out. But they kind of go through this peaks and troughs thing, like, because prior to that, there was, you know, Windows 95 was like everybody was using that, and that was like a big jump over Windows 3, which was like, and then there was that. So Windows Millennium was like a bit of a disaster, and then you had Windows XP, which everybody used and was proud, and then they came out with Windows Vista, and oh my god, because it changed everything, and it moved. It's like, you know, the whole who moved my cheese type story. Like, you get so used to doing things a certain way, and you're like, where'd that button go? And then again, Windows 8 after Windows 7 was another bit of a Windows 10 has been pretty good. They've kind of shifted the way it is, but it seems like they're breaking the trend with Windows 11. And that could be because it's not so much of a massive jump. It's kind of what they've been doing is releasing updates in Windows 10 and patching it and putting new features in and shining it up. And then Windows 11 seems more like, oh, they've just kind of taken three extra steps rather than, you know, jumping the shark entirely. So
they've consolidated rather than reinvented the wheel.
Yeah, it could be that over time companies do learn from their mistakes, which is a nice thing to have in the world. Windows 11, from the feedback I'm getting from the guys, is that it was the easiest upgrade they've had, and there's been very little compatibility issues. And the guys in the team who tend to use Macs as well as Windows say that it feels very much like Mac. Nice clean design, you know, pastel shades, you know, a small subtle shift for a start menu in the center and the taskbar rather than in its traditional places, but not too far out of your visual sight that you feel lost. So that's quite neat. I haven't jumped there myself yet. I like my clients. I'm very busy, and it really grinds me if I have to suffer through an operating system upgrade and lose productive time. So yeah, we've actually pushed a thing out there for our clients where we just say, look, let's not allow them to upgrade automatically, because we want to be able to control that, make sure that, you know, we don't want our clients to be on the bleeding edge, as it were. Being ahead is good. Being so far ahead that you get your head chopped off is not good.
Okay. Do you remember when you would get a whole bunch of disks with the new operating system? I'm trying to remember if they were floppy disks or CD-ROMs, but I think they were floppy disks, like 14 of them, just to put the new version of Word in.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. Like, when I started off in IT, my older brother actually put together a very basic computer out of parts that he had acquired for his job, and I taught myself by destroying the operating system, and I had to reload that, you know, the operating system Windows 3.1 from those floppy disks, eight of them, and then for every, you know, and then all the applications after that, and it was just so slow. Nowadays, you know, it's amazing. We've got these big fat pipes where the operating system just gets squirted down gigabits at a time, and it becomes a lot easier. It's amazing how far we've come in such a short period of time.
So what should our listeners expect then? Will Windows 11 be offered to them if they've got Windows 10, or what's likely to happen?
Yes, so Microsoft is doing a phased release. they're checking the hardware specs for the machines, because there is some requirements there. In the past, they didn't do that. Like with Windows Vista, that was a real bad one, because it was a lot more graphically intensive with Vista, and people who were on XP kind of were tearing their hair out because what was a perfectly fine computer got slowed down horrendously. With Windows 11, they've taken some of those lessons, and not everywhere in the world is getting it all at the same time. It is done in bits and pieces so that it's more of a controlled manner. And I imagine that there'll be additional patches that get squirted out as the lessons get learned from the initial, you know, the early adopters, as they get in there and give it a go and give them feedback. So it will pop up and have a little notice which says, would you like to upgrade at this time? You know, hey, if you like having a bit of a tutu with the technology, I say go for it. If you just kind of want to just crank on for your day and would like to just leave that out, then I suggest probably just leaving it to a rainy Sunday afternoon and then having a bit of a play when there's no time pressures upon you.
Okay, that's pretty good advice. No hurry, huh? But to reassure people, it won't be offered to them unless their system can handle it, by the sounds of things.
Yeah, that's what I understand is the case, yeah. It's going to continue rolling out through mid-2022.
What's the lifespan of a laptop, Daniel? Or like, what is a normal amount of time to have a laptop before you upgrade? Just thinking about people who maybe don't quite have the necessary gear to make Windows 11 work. Do you have a kind of a rule of thumb?
3 to 5 years. If you're a fairly light user, just doing Word documents and a bit of email and web browsing, you're not using your laptop as a Frisbee, then it should have a pretty good lifetime, assuming that when you buy it, you haven't bought the absolute cheapest.
Okay.
Right? So I kind of recommend people go for it, like just as the pricing starts to go up a bit, and something in the mid-range, early mid-range is a good price point, and you get a better lifetime out of it.
Hey, my wife just bought a new laptop, pretty exciting for the whole family, and we spent most of the day trying to get the camera going. She bought a pretty high-spec laptop, and we looked in settings, we looked in privacy, and do you want to guess what the problem was?
Oh, did it have a manual shutter on it?
It did. A manual shutter on a laptop camera.
That's awesome. All right, I'm happy I guessed it right. It's a great privacy feature, right? Because the idea is that there are control of your camera and your microphone, and potentially you could be in a situation where things might be recorded that you wouldn't want them to, right? And there's some serious security considerations there. I give out little widgets that you can stick on your camera that have a little sliding shutter for people. It's peace of mind, but it's also like, you know, if you're doing a lot of Zoom meetings, it's sometimes quite handy just to quickly slide that across and flick it back.
Well, it was new to us, but I'm glad we worked it out, and that was thanks to the help of my older brother, Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services. Thanks for the rundown on Windows 11, and great to talk to you on Tech Tuesday.
You're welcome anytime, Jesse.